Louisiana real estate headlines. Louisiana commission rates explained, structures, negotiation, and legal shifts. A comprehensive guide explores average real estate commission rates in Louisiana, covering commission structures, negotiation strategies, and legal changes affecting commissions. Understanding these evolving commission dynamics helps Louisiana agents stay competitive, compliant, and confident in client conversations. Review the full breakdown to sharpen your commission strategy. http://www.calibrirealestate.com/career-hub/blogged-real-estate-agent-commission-in-Louisiana. Louisiana real estate headlines. Louisiana tax assessors portal unlocks level property data for LA real estate pros. Louisiana Assessors is a centralized portal providing access to all Louisiana parish websites for online parcel, tax, and GIS data, searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. LA real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, research sales comparables, and verify assessment details across 64 parishes from one starting point. Bookmark hqpublic.net/lassessors/ as your first stop for parish property records, tax digests, and GIS mapping tools. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.